This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Monday, 22nd June 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Across Israel, the weather is mild as the evening sets in. In Tel Aviv, the skies are clear with a gentle breeze. Jerusalem enjoys a cool night, perfect for a stroll. In Haifa, the temperatures are comfortable, with a few clouds. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports that Israel's security challenges cannot rely solely on U.S.-Iran diplomacy, as a Hezbollah attack earlier today killed four IDF soldiers. Also, Ynet reveals that the first round of U.S.-Iran talks ended with a 60-day plan for a deal, with technical teams continuing discussions in Switzerland. Also this hour, Australian Jewish News comments that Israel remains the only nation restricted by allies from winning a war in Lebanon. Separately, Axios reports that Iran has fired missiles at Israel for the first time since the ceasefire, potentially jeopardizing ongoing negotiations. And finally, I-24 News informs us that the IDF chief visited troops in southern Lebanon and warned that the ceasefire remains fragile. Reaction has been swift on social media. Eisenberg, a commentator, pointed out just minutes ago that many journalists are already inside Gaza reporting live for international media, countering claims that external journalists are needed to uncover events there. Not a Good Jewish Girl, a social media user, shared her thoughts earlier today, reflecting on the disconnect between generations, emphasizing how limited interactions with grandparents often are. I24N, EUS English, posted just under an hour ago about a joint statement from Qatar and Pakistan announcing a new deconfliction cell to help end the war in Lebanon and maintain open passage through the strait. Let's go deeper, starting with Israel's security situation. According to the Jerusalem Post, the recent Hezbollah attack highlights the limitations of relying on U.S.-Iran diplomacy alone. This incident underscores the immediate threats Israel faces, even as international negotiations continue. The impact on regional stability remains significant, as military readiness continues to be a top priority for Israel. Turning to the U.S.-Iran talks, as reported by Ynet, the initial discussions have concluded with a roadmap set for the next 60 days. Meetings in Switzerland will focus on nuclear and sanctions issues, as well as regional security mechanisms. The outcome of these talks could significantly influence the balance of power in the Middle East. Meanwhile, the Axios report on Iran's missile launch is a concerning development. This action could unravel the tenuous ceasefire and reignite conflict. It poses a risk to the ongoing diplomatic efforts and could lead to further military engagements if not addressed swiftly. In a related development, I-24 News covered the IDF chief's visit to southern Lebanon. His warning about the fragile ceasefire serves as a reminder of the volatile situation. The presence of Israeli troops in the region is crucial for maintaining peace and preventing escalation. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports that Israel is taking steps to reignite its university innovation efforts. The finance ministry has unveiled reforms aimed at boosting startup creation from academia, which has seen a decline in recent years. Separately, Walla Business details the arrest of millionaire heir Bruce Lyon in Los Angeles. He allegedly threatened a Chabad rabbi, escalating tensions in the local community. And finally, Globes informs us that Israeli defense booths were boarded up at a French arms show. This follows a ban on Israeli companies, impacting their participation, 2.5 million, and business opportunities in Europe. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 9 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.